Tonight's share is sponsored by Effie Weissmandel, Lili Nishmas, his grandfather of Moshe David ben Yosef. Hashem Shavon Aliyah.
Good to welcome everybody. We're holding in Kapitel Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Last week, we learned the Pasuk that the Spirit of Hashem left Shaul, Uviyasatu Ruach Ra Me'es Hashem, and an evil spirit, it tumbled him from Hashem, it tormented him from Hashem. So we're holding now Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Tezayin, actually. So Shaul was told, Yoimerna Adonainu Avodecha Lefanecha, let our master command his servants, Yevakshu Ish Yedeya Menagen Bachinar, let them seek out a man that's able to play the harp. V'hoya b'hiyoysa lecha ruach alikim, and when the Spirit of Hashem will be on you, I'm sorry, ruach alikim ra, when the evil spirit descends upon you, the nigen biyodai, he will play with his hand, the tayvlach, it'll be good for you. Pasuk Zion. Vayomer Shaul el avodav, and Shaul said to his servants, Ru'uno li ish meitiv l'nagen, see for me a man that is successful at playing, v'aviyosim elai, and bring him to me. So the Malbim over here points out something interesting. You look before when the servants told him, Yevakshu ish yedeya menagen bachinar. Let them seek out a person that knows how to play. But Shaul HaMelech's lashon was different. Ru'uno la ish meitiv l'nagen. I want you to seek out a person that is good. He excels at playing music. So there are two things that Shaul HaMelech added over here. Number one, Ru'uno li. See for me ish. They suggested just get any old musician that's able to play, and that'll be good. But Shaul HaMelech understood that he needs someone that's not only a musician, but that's also a chacham, someone that could stand by him throughout the entire day and speak to him in yonim of chacham. So he said, "Ruuno li, see someone that's fit for me as a melech that knows the yonim of chacham, and I'll be able to be with him." Secondly, not just anyone that knows how to play, meitiv nagen, not stam a musician, but someone that excels at it, because the chokhma of negina, of playing music, has in a tremendous spiritual connotation. It's not just playing a harp or playing an instrument, it has in a tremendous chokhma. Unfortunately, today, we have lost the true chokhma of negina. The Vilna Gaon says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Torah, he brought down with him not only the Torah, but he also brought down the chachma of music. And the nigunim that were played in the Beis HaMikdash were all based on the chachma of music that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. And most of the Yiddish nigunim, when I say Yiddish nigunim, I mean those that are not influenced by the African jungle beat or whatever. We're talking about Yiddish nigunim. They are basically on the derech of the nigunim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai, and there's tremendous chachma behind it. As a matter of fact, the Gros says that most of the Seidos in Torah, the chachma of Kabbalah, cannot be understood unless you first have the basics of the chachma of Negina. There's a Moridiki Gemara in Erechim, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says over there, Sanya, it was learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kinar shel Migdash, the harp that was in the Beis HaMikdash, shel Shivas Nimenhoi, it had seven strings. Shel Olam Haba, that has eight strings. Shenema Lam Natseach al Hashminis, Hashminis is an eight-string harp. Shel Olam Haba, I'm sorry, Shel Yemais HaMashiach, it says Shel Shmaina. Shel Olam Haba, the world to come, that is Eser. Shenema al-Osar ba'al-Novel, al-Higoyin b'chinar. And it also says, Hoidu l'Hashem b'chinar b'nevel osayir zamulay, shiru l'Yishir Chodesh. So there's different madregas of harps. The one of the Beis Hamikdash had 7, the one of the Beis Hamashiach will have 8, and Lo'olam Haba, there's going to be 10 strings. What does that represent? So the Ramban, in his Sefer Shar HaGmul, he explains that a harp and all of the other klezemer in the Mikdash, each string represents a different madrega of Chachma that's totally in the spirit. And it's something which is very dachistic, it's very delicate. It's something which is not physical mamish, but it has shaykhus to the physical body because we're able to hear it, we're able to be nehenah from it. But each string in the harp represents a different madrega of Chachma. Down here ba'olam haza, we only have 7 madregas of the Chachma. 7, as the Yadua, the Maral says, the number 7 represents Teva. That's the limitations of Teva that we have b'zman hazeh. In the Yemais HaMashiach, it's going to be a world which is different, the world which is more expanded. It's going to have 8 strings. Our Chachma is going to be expanded. Olam Haba, which is totally removed from this world, over there it's Osir, over there there's 10 strings, because there's 10 different madregas of Chachma. So when Shaul HaMelech wanted someone to come play for him, he didn't just want someone to play Neguna. He wanted someone that understood the Chachma of music, which is connected to the Chachma Ilah, which would bring tremendous simcha for him. Vayan posik yud ches. Vayan echod mehana orim. Vayoymer. One of the young men there said, Hine ro'isi bein li'yishai. Behold, I saw a son for Yishai, Beis Halachmi, of Beis Lechem, Yoideya Nagen, he knows how to play, the Gibor Chayo, he's a man of strength, the Ishmael Choma, he's a man of war, the Novain Dover, and he understands the matter, the Ishtoyar, and he's a handsome person, the Hashem Imai, and Hashem is with him. A whole bunch of milas, he's not just a musician. He told the Melech he wants somebody special, not just somebody that plays music, but understands Chacham and he has other milas to him. I have just that person. I saw a man by Yishai Beis Halachmi. Who is this Vayan Echad Mehan Orem? Who is this person that said this? Chazal say, Miyuchid Shevahem. He was the one and only amongst them, and that was Doyeg Ho'edaymi. Doyeg Ho'edaymi was the Abir HaRoyim, he was the head of the shepherds. Chazal tell us he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. And at the same time, Min HaChutz, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, as we'll see. Unfortunately, Bifnim, he was rotten. He was a shady character. Chazal say over here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, outside the Gimel Amid Beis says, Omer of Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol HaPosik HaZeh Loi Omrei Doyeg, Ela B'loshen Harav. Sounds like a whole heap of praises. Mamash, you make a cheshbon over here. Yoideh Nagen, he knows how to play. Vigibur Chayo, he's a mighty man of valor. Yishmul Chomet, an oven dover. Wow, it sounds like he's Mamash complimenting him with Merdeka title. Zogin Chazal, this whole thing was meant to bring about a rift between David and Shaul. Chazal Darshan, Yoideh Nagen, She Yoideh Lishoel, he knows how to ask good kashas on table. Gibur, what side is a man of strength? Sheyidei alahoshiv. He gives good terutzim. Ishmul chama. Sheyidei alisov litein b'milchamta shol teira. He knows how to do the battle of teira. Masu matin, kashiv terutzim. He knows how to go back and forth. Ishtoyar. Ishtoyar. The man, he's handsome. Shemare ponim b'haloche. What does that mean? He shows a good face in halacha. He's able to bring a proof to anything that he says. V'novein dover, he understands something. Shemevin dover mitoyv dover. He's able to extrapolate, to derive one thing from another. You'll say one thing, he's able to go beneath the surface and take out something else. And most important, v'hashem imoy shahalacha kemoyseh b'chol mochim. In order that the halacha should be like you, to paskin the halacha l'maisa, you need a special siyata d'shmaya, v'hashem imay, shahalacha k'mayse b'chol machin. The Chassam Sofer, the Haile Chassam Sofer, he once received a letter with a very, very shver shayla. Not sure if it was a shayla or not, but it was a very shver shayla. See, right away, he read it, looked through it, and right away he sat down to write it to you. So his son, the Ksav Sofer, was wondering about it. This is a Shreya Shaila. He wasn't even Ma'ayim. So he folds up the letter, puts it in the envelope, he tells him to mail it. The next day, the Ksav Sofer asks him, did you mail it yet? So he says, no. So why not? I told you to mail it. He says, I thought that maybe the Tata wants to think it over because it's a Shreya Shaila, and maybe afterwards he wants to think it over and maybe he'll change his mind. So he says, I want to tell you something. In every single generation, there are yechidim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmaya to that halacha k'maisim. And Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to that siyata d'shmaya, that when I paskin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the siyata d'shmaya. And memela, I am not afraid. And he mailed it. He told him one time, I had charota on a psak, and I was wrong. And I was right the first time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that special siyata d'shmaya, Hashem Imoy, there are yechidim in every single generation that have that siyata d'shmaya. So what was Shaul's reaction to this? By every single one of these milas, Shaul said, we have that mila also. My son Yonason has that mila. But when it came to the mila of Hashem Imoy, he says, that my son doesn't have. Even I don't have that. Because Shaul, the Gemara says, was not mechaven halacha l'maaser. That's something that David HaMelech had that Shaul did not have. The Vahashem Imoy in Halacha. So at that moment, it was nichnas into Shaul, a tiny little seed of jealousy, which unfortunately later on the situation would expand upon, and he would try and chase down David and try and kill him. Mari Kara, one of the Mefarshim on the Navi, says that this whole pasuk was only meant for one thing, to bring about an Ayin Hara from Shaul to David. He says it's not clear from the pasuk. We don't see it in the pasuk. If you read the pasuk literally, it looks like he was complimenting him. So you don't see it from the pasuk. But Lamaisa, Soif Kol Soif, it was meant only to be Machnis and Ayin Hara. There's a very interesting thing brought down in the Sefer Mishpatei Zohar on Sefer Shmuel. He heard this b'shem of Shlomo Volder. He says, the king of Italy, his name was King Victor Emmanuel. He had a very close relationship with the Rav of Rome. And he once asked him the following shaila. He says, why is it that when you have psukim about tzaddikim, and they did aveiris, Chazal try and downplay the aveiris? Kol ha'omer Reuven chata eino yavotaya. He says, Vayishka v'zbila, whoever says that Reuven was mamish mezana is making a mistake. Kol ha'omer David chata, he's making a mistake. And yet when it comes to Rishoyim, your mama, see, the pasuk seems to be saying, making an innocent statement about the Rishoyim, that they did something good, and Chazal say they were mechaven for Avera. For example, Vayove HaPolit, the refugee came, Vayagir Lavroma Ivri Kinishba Ochiv. Chazal say this was Oig Melech HaBosha, and he didn't come here to save Loi. He came only because he wanted Avraham Avinu to go out to war, and he'll be killed, and this way he'll be able to take over Sar. The pasuk says he came pasuk to save life. Or similarly, it says Vayava Yisra ben Hasada v'hu oyev. Yisra came back from the field and he was tired. Chazal say he was tired from Ritzicha, from killing. And then again, Vayhi Kishmaya Lovan Eshem Yaakov ben Achaisa in last week's parsha. By Yoros Lekrosa, Lavan, Uncle Lavan comes to Yaakov, he wants to say hello to his nephew and greet him with such love. By Yoros Lekrosa, by Chavik Loi, by Nashik Loi, he hugged him, he kissed him. As I'll say, he ran to him. He thought he had money like Eliezer did. He saw he didn't have anything. By Chavik Loi, he hugged him to see if he has anything on him. By Yishak Loi, maybe he's hiding diamonds in his mouth. It's a far-fetched thing. Why is it that by tzaddikim, Chazal tried to hide the avera? The emes is, it's not really totally true, because you find that by Chazal found averas in the biggest of tzaddikim, and the Navi, and the Torah speaks about, Sari Yemenu, she laughed, Teich, Teich, Mamish, it was a hidden laugh, and the Torah makes a big deal out of it. And other places you find the same thing. Oh, but this is the question that this King Victor Emmanuel asked to this Rav of Rome. So the Rav told him, we'll yet have the opportunity when I'll give you an answer. He didn't give him an answer on the spot. A while later, the king makes this big banquet, and as was his wont, as he usually used to do, he used to invite the Rav and sit the Rav, the Derech Kavod, right near him. They brought a basin of water to the king to wash his hands. So he took off, he had a very expensive signet ring. He took it off and put it on the table, and he's busy washing. And the Rav takes the ring and puts it in his pocket. Okay, they continue the Suda, and then the king chaps. Hey, what happened to my ring? Where's my ring? He quickly goes to the chief of the entire palace. He tells him, lock all the doors. I don't want anybody escaping. And I want you to find who the culprit was that took my ring. So the first thing was they went to the servants and they asked them. They approached every single one of the servants. No, we didn't do it. No, we don't know anything about it. Approached everybody. Nobody did it. So the king says, okay, start hitting them and start beating it out of them. So the Rav looks at him and he says, Your Highness, you don't know that anybody did anything. Why hit them? He says, listen here, you're the rabbi. You are an expert in your matters. But I'm an expert when it comes to my servants. I'm an expert in these matters. Let me do my job the way I want to do it. And sure enough, as they're about to start the beating, the Rav, as the king looks away for a second, says, is this what you're looking for? That's my ring. Where'd you get it from? He says, I took it myself. Come on, don't talk narishkeit, you know. What are you talking about, you know? I'm telling you, I had an urge to have such a ring, and for the moment, I took it for myself. He says, come on, you're talking narishkeit. He says, I would trust you with all my riches in this room and leave you all by yourself with them, and you wouldn't take a thing? He says, Your Highness, do you remember we once had a conversation about how Chazal treat Rishoyim and how they treat Tzadikim? He says, listen to what happened over here. He says, your servants were screaming, we didn't take it, we didn't take it, we didn't take it. And you didn't believe them. And here I'm showing you that I took it, and you don't believe me. What's the pshat? Why did you think that they took it and not myself when I just showed you I'm the one that has it? The Torah says, you know your servants. You know that they're gashmonim. And you know that they usually do these kinds of things. But me, you know me as well. And you know that I wouldn't do such a thing. Chazal knew very well who Esav was. They knew very well who Lavan was. They understood these characters through and through. And Memela, they understood that if a Doeg is sitting and saying praises about David, he's being Meshabeach him. When for the rest of the Sefer, you see, he's right of David, and he speaks Lashon Hara against him, and he tries to incite, and he causes him trouble, they understood that this also is only Lashon Hara. And when it comes to Tzadikim, they understood that the Tzadikim are Kodesh Kodoshim, and it's not shy that they should do those Averis of that majesty. And Lehepach, they knew who Esav was, they knew who Lavan was, and Memela, they're able to say. Agav Urcha, the Sefer Mishpat Tzeizav, says, how did they know to tighten it up this way? It's not a kasha. A lot of times, even if it's not mashma of the Feirish and the Pasuk, but there's a thing called Soid Hashem L'Yireya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala Soidus to those that fear him. There's a Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Davvav Midbeis. The Gemara says over there that Rav Evyosar passed him a certain halacha L'Gabi Gittin. The Gemara is, who says you can trust Rav Yosser? He wasn't that well known in Pesach. Who says you can trust him? So the Gemara, what do you mean who says you can trust him? HaKadosh Baruch was megalos to him a say. In a pasuk in Shaif then, if HaKadosh Baruch was megalos to him a say, you can trust him. Now as you see that there are certain pshatim that even though it's not mashman, he takes the pasuk, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Hashem liyareyav, he is megalos to them. But Agav Rabbeinu Yonah says, it says, have you done as kolodam l'kafschus? That can be done every single person l'kafschus. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yainu that says that there's different madregas of being done somebody l'kafschus. An odam beinani, a medium person, that sometimes he's nichshul aveira, sometimes not. So him, it depends on what the action is. If it's a clear aveira, you can't be done l'kafschus. You certainly don't have to be done l'kafschus. If it's something that can be translated either way, you should be done in Lekavschus. Someone that's a Rosha Legamri, even if he does something good, you should be Choshed, that maybe, in all probability, there's something wrong over there. The same way Chazal did over here for Doeg HaAdayni. A Tzadik Gomer, Chazal say, Imro Isa Talmud Chocham Shechotah Balayla, if you see a Talmud Chocham that did an Aveira at night, Al Tahara Achra, Don't think and don't be chayshinim for anything bad. Why? Shema osa tshuva. He might have done tshuva by the time you think about it. Shregdi kemara, shema osa tshuva. He maybe did tshuva. So you want to know, you're right. Vavay osa tshuva. Even if you see an aveira by a Talmud Chacham, that's an upright person, you have to assume that he did tshuva. Who was this Doyeg HaDaini? There are numerous chazals about Doyeg, and we're going to see about him throughout Sefer Shmuel. The Medrash Tanchuma brings down that he was a ger from Edom. He was originally a daimi. He stammed from Edom, and he became a ger, and he became a Vel Talmud Chacham. This is why he's called Doyeg HaDaimi. Other people say he came from the city of Mala as Daimim, where there were many Edomim, and therefore he's called Doyeg HaDaimi, al shem his city. He's also called Edomi for numerous other reasons. Number one, he fought against David, who was called an Admoni. So Doyeg, he's an Edomi, because he was like the anti-figure against David HaMelech, so he's called an Admoni. Also, later on we'll see that Shaul HaMelech killed Noivir HaKehanim. Who was the Pesach that Paskin, that Noivir HaKehanim deserves to be killed? Doyeg. So he's called Doyeg or Adaimi because of this psak, this shvichas damim of killing innocent people. He also passed him to show that David HaMelech deserves to be killed. He also passed him to show that the Kedushin, when he married Shaul's daughters, the Kedushin were null and void. He's called Adaimi. He was matir, the dam of Shaul. He also assured Shaul to kill Agog of Amalek. He was the Pesach that passed him to show, don't kill Agog, and that caused bloodshed to Klal Yisrael in future generations. Another reason why he's called Doyeg HaDaimi, he used to cause people to be shamed and red-faced. When they spoke to him in Halacha, he used to talk to them in such a manner, he used to be mevazeh them, he used to embarrass them. Memele, he's called Doyeg HaDaimi because he embarrassed people. This is Doyeg. Chazal also say, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Vav. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Anshei Damim Umirma, men of bloodshed and deceit, Lo Yechatu Yemeyem, they do not live out half their lives. Ze Doyeg. This is referring to Doyeg. He lived to a ripe old age of 34 years old. He didn't even live to half of what an average human being lives. And I told you before that Doyeg was also the Avezdin. At the Medrash, he was the Avezdin. Now, one major thing about Doyeg was he was a Baal Lashon Hara. That's not someone stand that speaks Lashon Hara every now and then. He was a Baal Lashon Hara. Doyeg v'Achitofel, the Gemara says, they were both Baal Lashon Hara. I want to say over a pshat from my Shverzel to Zunzan. We know that a Baal Lashon Hara becomes a Mitzayrah. What's the Midah Keneged Midah? Why does he become a Mitzayrah? Chazal say, because he was Moiti Ra, he gave off bad words that caused damage to people, so he becomes a Mitzayrah. But Chazal, there's another pshat over here. Chazal say, a Mitzayrah is Choshev Kemes. A Mitzayrah is considered dead. Who is a Baal Lashon Hara? Someone that does not have a life of his own. Someone that's busy, someone that's productive, someone that leaves a good, upright life. Number one, he has no time to speak about other people. Number two, he doesn't have to put other people down. He's not into that. He's into limudat Torah. He's into doing chesed. He's into raising a family. He's into doing constructive things. Who is the person that speaks Lashon Hara constantly? The one that doesn't have a life of his own. He has no self-esteem. He has a very poor self-image. And he doesn't have a life. He doesn't have any essence. This was Doyeg, despite the fact that he was a Talmud Chacham Muflik. But number one, we'll see in a minute, he didn't learn Torah Lishma. And he was jealous. He was jealous of David HaMelech. He was jealous of others. He had no self-esteem. He had no self-value. And Memele, he became a Baal Lashon Hara. And Memele, a Baal Lashon Hara becomes a Mitzayrah. Chazal tells us about a Mitzayrah, if it was bad enough, if he reached a certain level, his limbs used to fall off of him. He used to lose his limbs. That shows he has no essence of his own. He himself falls apart. Chazal say about Doyeg HaDaimi, state, Gimel Malachei Chavola Nizdamnu Loi L'Doyeg. There were three Malachim that were sent to attack Doyeg. Echo Sheshichek Talmudai. One Malach made him forget his learning. He was sitting and giving a shir to Talmidim. And they asked him, what's the halacha? Oh, I don't remember. And then another halacha? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember. And he constantly kept on forgetting, and the Talmidim left him. Echot sheshichas Talmudai, ve'echot shesaraf nishmosai, one burnt his neshama, ve'echot shepizer aforoi, v'vatik nesiyas v'vatim midrashas. One took the dust, his body fell apart. So he took the dust and spread it into the Batek Nesis, about the Midrashis. This fits in very well with what we just said. He had no essence. His neshama was destroyed, his body was destroyed, and his dust was spread in the Batek Nesis and about the Midrashis. The Be'er Moshe, later on in Shmuel, when he speaks about David HaMelech, he says that David HaMelech was a chitzaini. He was only external. The Torah did not penetrate him. A person has to learn Torah so that eventually it should change him. Even though Chazal say, La'olam yilmad adam Torah l'shma, shaloi l'shma. A person l'chadchila should learn Torah shaloi l'shma. Shemitayich shaloi l'shma, ba'lishma. But if a person only learns shaloi l'shma because he wants to elevate himself over others and he wants to make other people look bad and he's not doing it because eventually he wants the Torah to change him, if that's the case, then that could cause terrible churban. This is who Dayag HaDaimi was, because he did not learn Torah L'shma. He didn't learn Torah L'shem to change himself. It should penetrate his heart. He should change his midas. Memela, that is why eventually he met his downfall. There's also something interesting that's pointed out by the Mefarshim, by the Ramad Vali, who's a Mekubal, and he has a pirush on Sefer Shmuel. Dayag and David are the same gematria. Same gematria, 14. And you also find that something else in common. Doyeg ha'adayni. And by David, v'hu admayni. What's the pshat? So the Ramad Vali says that the two David and Doyeg were two people that were mamish daimit to each other. They had the exact same characteristics, but one represented the kayach ha'kdusha, and zeh l'umah zeh, to offset the kedusha of David, there was a Dayag HaDaimi. But the truth of the matter was, if Dayag would have worked on himself like David, we've spoken about this numerous times, that Dayag had the midah of an Esav to be Shayfer Damim, but he worked upon himself, and he steered his kaychus in the right direction. Dayag HaDaimi did not work upon himself. Dayag HaDaimi learned Torah, and it remained Misofer Lachutz, it remained only external, and it never penetrated his heart. So he remained the regular Edaimi, and he didn't have the Mila of a David that was able to steer it in the right direction. Pasuk the test. Vayishlach Shaul malochim el Yishai, and Shaul sent messengers to Yishai. Vayomer, and he said, Shilcha elai es David bincha, asher batzayin. Send me David your son, that's taking care of the sheep. Now the Malvin points out that Shaul did not mention why he wants David. He says, send me David your son that's with the sheep. Why didn't he point it out? He didn't know yet if he wanted David to be by him. To have somebody here, maybe he's not going to do the job, maybe he's not going to make me happy, maybe he's not a person that should be around the melech the whole time. So just send him to me. And first Shaul would see who he is, and then he would decide if he is the fitting person or not. But there's another question over here. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? Shilcha Elias David Bincha Asher Batzayin. Why did he stress Asher Batzayin, who is with the sheep? So it could be that Shaul HaMelech did not want it to get out why he wants David to come to him. He didn't want it to get out that he had a spirit of sadness about him and they needed him to play the harp. So he made it look like he needs a shepherd and someone that's a fine shepherd. So he says, Shulcha es David bincha asher batzayin. This way maybe Yishai would think that he wants him as a shepherd. Pasuk Chaf. Vayikach Yishai chamor lechem. And Yishai took a donkey laden with bread, v'noid yayin, and a flask of wine, ugdi izim echot, and one young goat, and he sent it in the hands of David his son to Shaul. The simple pshat in this is the Malbim says it was the derech that when you came to see a king, when you came to see a chosh of a person, they used to bring a matana to him. So this was a sign of covet. And the Alkemam lawyers brings down that he sent him bread because he came from Beis Lechem. An interesting thing. Beis Lechem is called Beis Lechem because the wheat over there was of a higher caliber wheat than in other places. That's why it's called Beis Lechem, because the bread that used to come from over there was much more tasty than in other places. So he sent him wheat. That was the siman of his ahav. The Alshech HaKadosh says a different shot over here. The Alshech HaKadosh says, why did he dafke send these things? He sent him chamar lechem, vinoy yayin, ugdi izim. Why did he dafke send these things? Dr. Alshech HaKadosh, Yishai hears that Shaul HaMelech wants his son. Why all of a sudden is he sending? But he didn't say why. So the first thing that came to Yishai's mind was, maybe he found out that he was anointed, and maybe he wants to kill him because of it. He got scared. Or maybe he heard that Shmuel was here, and he wants to investigate why was Shmuel here. But he was afraid that this was something meant bad for David. He made a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Yishai was a tzaddik. Yishai is somebody, Chazal say, that he only died. He was one of those people that only died because Misa was nigzer on b'nei adam. He's one of those people that died ba'atar shal nachash because of the mice of the Eitz Hadas. He had no aveiros. And chances are that his mishpacha was also on that same level. So why is it that he makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh? Why is it that we deserve this? He thinks back, could it be possible? Because my ancestor Yehuda, with the mice of Tamar, he did the wrong thing. Tamar was aimed for Yivam, and she should have been miyubim through whoever was waiting for her at the time. Shayla was waiting to be miyabner, and Yehuda did not allow him to do it. And in the end, Yehuda did it himself. Maybe that was the aveira, and maybe we're suffering because of it. So because of that, he sent these things over here. He sent him lechem. He sent him lechem to be ma'ir the schus of Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, who was the father of Tamar. Lechem v'yoyin. It says, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, hoisi lechem v'yoyin. When Avraham Avinu was victorious over the Melechem, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem came out and brought lechem v'yoyin. So he meant to be ma'ir the schus of Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, who was the father of Tamar. Secondly, he sent the Gedi Izim. That also was involved in the mice of Tamar, because Yehuda promised her a Gdi Izim. He says, remember the schus of Tamar, that she was willing to throw herself into a Kivshan Ha'esh and not to be Mavasa Yehuda. Also, Gdi Izim, an Eish, has chutzpah. It has azus. Remember the azus of Kedusha, the boldness of Kedusha of Tamar, that she placed herself out in the open so that Yehuda should be Miyabner, and from that should come a melech eventually. So these were all in yonim to be ma'ayru zechuyoy, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not hold it against them, and the male of David will come out safe. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayavai David al Shaul. And David came to Shaul. Vayamoid lefonov, and he stood before him. Vayeh havehu ma'ayd, and he loved him very much. Vayhi loy noisei kelim. He came to be someone that plays the harp, and he ended up being the closest person to the king. He became an armor bearer from him. The Malbim speaks out, an armor bearer is from the highest positions one could get, because he doesn't just carry the ammunition of the king, he also is an advisor, and he also speaks to the king. He's always near the king. So he started out being just a person that plays the harp, but very quickly, when Shaul HaMelech saw his ma'ilus, he elevated him to be his armor bearer. And he loved him very much. The Sefer Mishpatei Zohar says that unfortunately, when a person loves somebody and then he falls out of grace, the greater he loves him in the beginning, the more he hates him later on. So it was this because he loved David Lechatchila with such a tremendous love, that later on when he started hating him, it came with a tremendous sinner. Now we have to also mention, I mentioned this last week, that Shaul HaMelech did not have his regular bearings. Shaul HaMelech was possessed by a Ruach Ra, so that was really the gairim of why he ended up, mitzad himself, he didn't hate David. He really loved him. But the Ruach Ra that caused him trouble, that was the gairim for him to hate him. There are other mepharshim that speak out over here. Why did this whole story have to happen, that David came to Shaul to be with him and to play music for him and to be next to him? There's a very interesting klayoker that says, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the house of Pharaoh? For what reason? Mamash, I mean, he could have grown up by his parents, Amram, by Yesheved. They would have been mechanachim to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the house of Pharaoh? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to lead Klal Yisrael. And a leader has to have stolz, he has to have pride, he has to have, you know, command respect. David HaMelech, from the second he was born, he was buzzing, he was cast aside, he was looked down upon by his brothers, by his father thought he was a mamzer, and he's going to have to become the Melech. To become the Melech, you have to have that stolz, you have to have that pride. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dafka wanted him to spend time in the house of Shaul. He'll learn the Tachsisei Malchus, he'll become the arms bearer of Shaul, he'll get tremendous respect, and that will elevate him from being the simple Roye Tzayin that he was, and he'll have that stuff. Pasuk Chavdeis. Vayishlach Shaul el Yishai Lema. And Shaul sent a message to Yishai saying, Yamud no David lefanai. Please allow David to stand before me. Ki motzo chen ve'enai. Because he has found favor in my eyes. You see over here the tremendous anova of Shaul. Shaul was the melech. Shaul could have taken whatever he wanted. He could have demanded that David should come here and David should stay with him. But even after David was there already and he had him in the malchus, he still sent a message to Yishai, please give me reshus, I should be able to take David. Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'hoya b'hiyosh ruach alekim el Shaul. When the spirit of Hashem was upon Shaul, the lokach David as hakinor, and David took the harp, the nigen biyodai, and he played with his hand, the ravach l'Shaul, and Shaul was relieved, the toivloy, and all was well with him, the sora me'alov ruach hara, and the evil spirit went away from him. The pasuk over here is very much ma'ir. It should have just said he used to play the harp, and Shaul felt good. But the pasuk says over here three things. It says, "V'lokach David as hakinor v'nigen biyodei v'ravach l'Shaul." Shaul was relieved. V'toivloi, all was well with him. V'sara me'alav ruach hara, and the evil spirit went away. What are these three different things? So the mepharshim speak out. Malbim, other mepharshim speak out. If you remember, Shaul was depressed without the ruach hara, without the spirit of Hashem. The fact that the Ruach Kedusha left him, Shaul was terribly depressed. He was lacking that spirit of Kedusha. And in addition to that, there was a Ruach Ra that was tormenting him. So the first thing was, number one, the music, it took away his depression. The music took away his depression. Memela v'toivloi, and now a spirit of Nevuah descended upon him. When there's a spirit of Nevuah, the Ruach Ra left him. So there were three steps here. He lost his depression, he gained the Ruach of Nevuah, and number three, now the Ruach Ra left him as well, and this is what David did for him. Akut Tavach, everybody.
What's the significance of the fact that David's name is not mentioned in Doeg is making a suggestion? David's name isn't mentioned. Then in the next pasuk it says David. It's David.
I don't know. I hear that's a point.